This is Adam Gorney with the Respect My Decision podcast this week with Kerry Murdoch from Sooner Scoop. And a lot to talk about with Oklahoma, obviously. A 3-3 start. Definitely surprising, I think, everybody from the start of the season when they started 3-0 and were looking pretty good. From a scale of 1 to nuclear war, how nervous are people in Norman about what's going on, or how mad are they, or what's really the feeling and the sense?
Well, Adam, thanks for having me. Before this all started, my beard was not gray. And as you can see, I haven't shaved in several days.
You look terrible.
I do look terrible. I mean, bags under the eyes, haven't slept much. I think it's kind of, people are trying to kind of rebound a little bit. You've had two terrible weeks defensively. It's a shock to the system because it was Brent Venables. He was supposed to come in and fix all this. And we all know, over the years, CFP discussions, OU was always knocked for lack of defense. And so to see it this bad, it kind of raises a lot of questions, a lot of red flags. And you don't have to worry about that CFP conversation anymore, the way this team is playing. And people are just trying to figure out, like, whose fault is this? And what's the real problem behind what's going on?
So Venables as a defensive coordinator was fantastic because it was all he focused on. And we all know head coaches have a lot more to do and take on more of a CEO role, at least many of them, in terms of recruiting and alumni and, shaking hands and doing all the millions of things that he never really had to worry about. Do you get the sense that he's handed over something? Do you problem is really his?
It's interesting because you look down during a game and all of a sudden Brent's signaling in play. So it's like, at some point he's just like, just let me do it. Just get out of the way. It kind of has that feel to it sometimes. But he brought Ted Roof here because he trusts him, with knowing his defense, being able to execute it, run it. But I mean, he's really the brains behind it all. I mean, it's his system. He knows how it's supposed to be run. And, I think you can look and say, okay, how's he doing as a head coach? Is he making some mistakes? Is he doing, not doing this enough, doing that? He was asked yesterday at his weekly press conference if he thought about, finding room for Bob Stoops to, be a support staff or something. He kind of took offense to it a little bit. He's got Matt Wells, a former Texas Tech and longtime head coach on his in his, not on his staff, but as part of his faculty, as part of his analyst role. He's got a guy that, can kind of, he's got lots of guys that can keep it. I mean, Todd Bates can tell him, exactly what he's seeing. Ted Roof can tell him, like, if they're spending too much time on this or that, I think he has people that can kind of tell him, you might want to try this or try and do it that way. So I don't really think like Brent is failing as a head coach or, he's not handling it the right way. I think this team's playing terrible and they got to play better. And you know what? Losing your starting quarterback when you just lost your entire quarterback room and had to fill it up, that's a big part of this too, because, people forget about this. Like, OU fans are up in arms about how can your backup quarterback position not be any better? Well, it's because Jackson Dart didn't want to come here. He wanted to go somewhere he could start. Dylan Gabriel was already here. Chuba Hubbard or Puck Purdy, Chuba Hubbard, Chuba. I can't even remember which one's a Chuba and which one's a Chuba. But Purdy's little brother went to Nebraska to sit behind, Casey Thompson. Casey Thompson wanted to go to Nebraska to be a starter. So they tried to get, capable backup quarterbacks. It's just with Dylan Gabriel already there and the relationship he had with Jeff Lebby, I think most quarterbacks knew they didn't really have a shot at Oklahoma.
Let's go back a few weeks because, Nebraska started slow. I think Nebraska went up 7-0, and then you go, uh-oh, maybe Oklahoma's on the ropes here. And then they just completely opened a can of whoop-ass and completely embarrassed Nebraska there. K-State's always tough. K-State is a good football team this year. Adrian Martinez is finally feeling himself, and they always give Oklahoma problems. I think things started to unravel a little bit at TCU when guys were running so free that it seemed like either either that the guys on the field weren't understanding the calls, or Ted Roof sitting up in the box, and they kept showing him on TV. And it seemed like he didn't even know what the hell to do. It seemed like he didn't know what was going on or how to change it. And it kept happening. And then you step in to last week where Texas wants to run it up if they can. And they did, you know,
we actually talked about this on the podcast today. Like when it was 21-0, I think Eddie and I were both of the same mindset, which is, I think they've actually improved this week because they're playing, you know, Quinn Ewers, like, you know, and then they had an interception that they dropped, and then Texas went down and scored after that to make it 28-0. But, you know, they just had no hope without a quarterback. And I mean, you know, they went to the Wildcat and ran that, and Davis Bevel was just awful. I mean, just one of the worst quarterbacks under center I could ever remember seeing in an Oklahoma uniform, just the way he played. And, you know, that's been the thing. It's like, what happened to that team at Nebraska, you know, to that seems so capable, to where you just seem like you just got dropped onto this planet and we're told, okay, go out there and play some football. Like,
yeah.
How does it go that bad that fast? I think that's the question most people struggle with. And I think that's what Brent struggles with. I mean, as a coach, I mean, it was obvious after that TCU game, like, he had no answers. He had been, you know, sideswiped. I mean, was, he felt like he'd been run over. I mean, just a total look of being lost on his face. Now after Texas, you know, he still really didn't have any answers. So I would say, you know, this week it's gotten to a point, he was very combative in his press conference with the press yesterday. Not like in a bad way, kind of like in a fun way. Yeah. But like he is kind of now taking the reins and saying, you know, I'm not going to bend. I'm not going to change. We're not going to make this defense simpler. We're going to learn how to run it the right way so we don't have to reteach it, you know, somewhere down the line. And he's kind of laying down the law of, you know, he knows he's on the verge of losing this team, I think. But he's also trying to say, if you guys will just listen to me, look at Nebraska, like you guys have lost your way. Listen to me and let's get it fixed and make this, you know, save this season as much as they can.
And that's the interesting thing. And I think Football Scoop had something, and maybe you guys did too. Obviously I look over there first and then here, about him saying, you know, if you don't like the way we're running things, get out, you know, like if you're not part of this, then, you know, you don't need to be a part of this. And that could have been the.
Yeah, he said about it. He said he gave that message to his own staff, like as well as the players and the staff. Like, you know, if you're not down for this, if you're not down to, you know, crawl out of the mud with this, then we don't want you here.
That might have been the Brent Venables firing up speech, though, instead of the get the hell out the door speech. You just don't know where he was in his mindset when that came, right?
Well, you know, and it's complicated too because, you know, the firing of Cale Gundy has really been, you know, something I think that in the coaching community, at least it's raised a lot of eyebrows, like what's going on there. And I think that there is a little bit of a faction out there, that is, you know, on Cale's side that is willing to take, you know, as many jabs as they can at Brent, because of that situation. I mean, it's, you got to realize Cale Gundy has been here since Bob Stoops took the job in 1999. I mean, he's a guy that's won a lot of recruiting battles, you know, was one of the recruiters of Adrian Peterson, DeMarco Murray. I mean, DeMarco Murray even came out and made a statement in support of him. And then Brent Venables came out with another, you know, a statement saying, we're not going to tolerate what he did here, and kind of said what he did, which was to repeat the N-word, you know, in a team meeting. And that's been kind of something behind the scenes, I think, that has tried to chisel away at Brent's support. And it's just kind of strange, but it's the politics of coaching.
Yeah. And a lot of players came out. I saw Joe Mixon came out and said things, and obviously, you know, he had his issue at Oklahoma with that specific word and still supported Cale Gundy in that situation, which was definitely interesting. Now, this is a program that isn't used to losing. And so fans who show up at Norman on a Saturday expect to go home, drive home and feel good about themselves. And they haven't lost three games since 2014. You know, they haven't had a losing season since John Blake's last year in 98. Like, this is not something that they're even capable of maybe even comprehending, you know?
Bob Stoops never had back-to-back losses. Lincoln Riley is the first coach that had a back-to-back loss since John Blake. Yeah. I mean, that's where the fans are used to this program being.
Yeah. So Kansas this week. Now, usually that's a feel-good game, and you can get back on track with a 63-7 win, and everything is right again, and you're 4-3 and moving forward. I actually sort of think, and I might just be naive here, that Oklahoma might win this game pretty comfortably. Now, I could be completely wrong, but they by far have better players. Like, I get that Kansas is doing things the right way and winning games and doing things. Or this could be really when the heat gets on him, because Kansas is actually a pretty decent football team and Oklahoma might not be right now.
I've spent the last 2 weeks in a press box. I can't go along with you that Oklahoma's going to win comfortably. I'm sorry. Right. I mean, there's a lot of damage that's been done to my internal brain yeah. watching this team the last couple of weeks. Look, I get the premise. This team has been so far away defensively. Yeah. I mean, Kansas gave them all they wanted last year in Lawrence. I mean, people forget yeah. Caleb Williams played an awful game. And the quarterback that will start now was the quarterback that played last year, and he had a hell of a game against Oklahoma. So, I mean, that's the thing about Kansas. I mean, people laugh about, you know, Texas getting beat, but, I mean, that Kansas – over the last couple of years, that Kansas team has not been just a doorstop for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. So how does this play out? I mean, this is impossible to know, but do things get settled or do things just ramp up even more?
I wish I knew. I wish we could, you know, like we need to know if we need to build a bunker in our offices that we can live in. I wish I knew. I don't know. I don't think Brent Venables knows. That's the thing that you got to worry about is like if the coaches don't know if it's going to turn around, who really would know if it's going to turn around? I mean, I think they need, I don't think they need some kind of a spark on defense, because that's, you know, I think it's very possible that Dillon Gabriel could come back and that their offense can put 40 up on Kansas and, you know, just win a shootout. But what they need is for their defense to find a spark and to, you know, find some confidence and belief and start playing well again, because that's the only way this team ends up in a bowl game at this point.
Last thing, recruiting hasn't taken a hit.
No, not yet.
Not yet. We'll
see. It's a big recruiting weekend, though. So, you know, if they get their heads kicked in by Kansas, you could bet it's going to have some effect on recruiting.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes, I mean, it certainly doesn't help, but sometimes kids come in and say, hey, this is my opportunity. This is, yeah. I could be the guy that could be the change maker here. But we'll see. So, all right, Kerry, good luck to you this weekend. Take it easy. If Kansas wins, you know, we'll have you back.
No, I won't come back. I'm not coming back. I got my own pods to do, you know, message board to deal with. I'm not coming back here for your abuse.